Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Going to be another riveting and extremely important and informative and hopefully awakening transmission today. It is the 15th day of February 2013, and we've got a pretty serious situation going on. Statistically, we don't really know how often large asteroids hit the Earth, but we know that a few hours ago, and the video's up at Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com, a large asteroid came into the atmosphere and looked to me like a stone meteor, because those are the type that break up and explode like this. Just dozens and dozens of sound waves being broken, so you hear dozens and dozens of different sound barriers being broken, sonic booms, absolutely spectacular. And it looks to me from the different videos and angles I've seen, it is not just one meteor coming in. And the larger question is this part of a spur? Because if you watch movies like Armageddon, they're actually accurate, and then a lot of times large asteroids got knocked out of the asteroid belt by some larger collision. So there'll be a group of rocks, a group of smaller rocks, whether they're stone or whether they're iron or nickel. And you hope for stone, because stone comes in, heats up, boils, has gases inside of it, and they explode and break up. And that's what this looks like, sounds like. I took astronomy in school, in college, and was also an amateur astronomer, owned quite a few telescopes. Back when I had a chance, I used to go out every clear night out to the desert outside Austin, or out even to Llano or Fredericksburg. So I know a little bit about it. I did a lot of astrophotography of comets and planets and things. Back again when I had time to do such things, and so I know a little bit about it. Obviously, we've had the Shoemakers died in a car wreck, but I had Levy on, the scientist that helped discover Shoemaker Levy, the comet that hit. Was it Jupiter or was it Saturn? Again, it's Jupiter. I don't go off a teleprompter here. I had them on, and until they documented that strike and other strikes, they thought that it was every million years or so, just dead reckoning, that a large asteroid hits the Earth that could cause a extinction-like level event. Now they estimate maybe every 100,000 or so. That's why there's evidence of other human civilizations that we don't even know the names of. But in fables, they're known as Atlantis. And people like Plato, who was pretty mainline historian and philosopher, they report about Atlantis like it was absolutely well known that it existed. And they found a lot of ruins of cities and things in the Mediterranean, in the Atlantic. But it's been so eroded, they just know it's large stone blocks and things that have been built. So undoubtedly, humans have been through a lot. There was the famous case back at the turn of the last century, when a large comet or meteor, that's what they think, something that was an early atomic bomb test, just decimated hundreds of square miles. So why does Russia keep getting the large impacts? That's another question. So we're going to be looking at all this after the break that is coming up today. And all the news is up at Infowars.com. And PrisonPlanet.com on that front. Also, it is set to pass the closest to the Earth, a little over 17,000 miles, around 1:30 Central, 2:30 Eastern today. We'll give you all of the exact numbers and more on the other side of this quick break. We've also got several big guests, very informative, a whistleblower, and then Steve Mosier, who's exposing the fact that if they reduce population, the entire global economy will collapse. A population expert head is going to be joining us, heads of a major organization, exposing that. We'll be back. Stay with us.
Introducing Pro One. All of your filtration in one system, portable, on the go. No more do you have two or three filters to just reduce sodium fluoride. You have a system that cuts out the sodium fluoride and up to 95% of hydrofluorosilicic acid. Advanced manufacturing technology combines silver impregnated white ceramic with new Aquamedics advanced media for removal of fluoride and other heavy metals, all in one filter element. It is the only one that does it, and out of the gate, we have it discounted at 10% off with promo code WATER. This is the only system that in one unit helps reduce or remove pesticides, herbicides, chloramines, ammonia, and chlorine, hydrofluorosilicic acid, the most common form of fluoride not covered by other fluoride filter brands, and sodium hexafluorosilicate. Get your Pro Pure with a new Pro One filter today at InfoWarsStore.com or by calling 888-253-3139.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeCig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeCig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeCig.com. And LeCig smokes the competition by serving thousands of world wide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeCig.com, spelled LeCig.com. LeCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
Preparedness is simple when you have the right stuff. And with the looming threat of economic collapse and possible service interruption, it's time to get the best-in-class preparedness stuff at DisasterStuff.com. DisasterStuff.com has been serving smart preppers for over 15 years with quality products like Berkey water filters. DisasterStuff.com is the official Berkey in-stock shipping center. And as always, free shipping on all Berkey products. Stock up on water barrels and accessories. Get Country Living or Wonder Mill grain mills, Excalibur food dehydrators, Tatler reusable canning lids, Sun Oven solar cookers, EMP bags to protect sensitive electronics, and don't be without your Life Straw personal water filter, all from DisasterStuff.com. Preparedness is simple with the right stuff from DisasterStuff.com. Freedom through self-reliance and personal responsibility.
Crashing through the lies and disinformation, it's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Planet Earth since man was able to track that in the last 60 to 70 years. So today, 2:24 Eastern Standard Time, 2:24 p.m. Eastern Standard Time today, it is set to pass the closest to the Earth that any asteroid has ever been recorded to pass by the Earth that did not strike the Earth. This is not a movie. There is now more than 1,000 people injured. We're only 4 or 5 hours into this. Paul Watson at InfoWars.com and PrisonPlanet.com has been absolutely on top of this with the most in-depth posting and reporting, along with DrudgeReport.com that also has about, I don't know, 15 stories, the very latest posted up there. Also, Russia shot down the meteor. Theory spreads online. We're reporting on that. I do not believe they shot down a meteor coming in at 17,000 plus miles an hour. I have been an amateur astronomer for a long time, and you know, even took a few classes in community college on it and things, and visited some of the big observatories. And I've had a lot of famous astronomers on, like Levy of Shoemaker, Levy Discovery, the big comet that ended up slamming into one of the gas giants and blowing holes in the side of it, larger than the planet Earth. They've proven that large asteroids hit heavenly bodies a lot more often than what had previously been thought. And we, of course, had the 1906 case of some type of large comet or piece of an asteroid, or 1908. How do you pronounce that? What happened at Tunguska in 1908? And it just hundreds of square miles, huge crater, blew down trees for hundreds of square miles. Why is it always Russia getting hit? Well, it's up there towards the North Pole, and for whatever reason, they tend to be able to track even smaller stone meteorites and the nickel and the iron meteorites coming in at the poles for whatever reason. There's something tying into the poles and the gravitational pull and the rest of it. But this is what we know right now. It appears from what I've studied and what I know and watching literally hundreds and hundreds, well, more than that. I've been at meteor showers where hundreds come in one night. So out of thousands of meteors I've seen come in, you know what an iron or nickel one looks like. They come in, they get bright red, and they just keep burning and then disappear if they burn up completely. Generally, they don't. That's why they're the more dangerous type, because they keep their mass and are able to accelerate. The stonies are more fun to watch because you can have one come in the size of a school bus. It heats up, turns blue, and then explodes like a movie. And when you see this up in the high desert and just shoots out hundreds of little meteors that you see come off of it as it explodes. And that's what this looks like, is a huge stony coming in. And best we can tell, DA-14, the size of a football field, that would be like thousands of megatons if it was to hit the planet, to make it all the way in. It would just be, it would definitely cause the temperature to go down for several years. It would throw up tons of dust. NASA's got breakdowns of what it would do if it hit. And it, again, depends what angle it came in, where it came in. But it would absolutely be something that would change things big time. Really amazing to see this going on. But here's the issue. A lot of times, large asteroids like DA-14 is going to be passing the Earth here in about 2 hours and 15 minutes. That is 2:24 Eastern Standard Time. That's 1:24 Central. That's 12:24 Mountain. That is 11:24 Pacific. And you can adjust that for time zones around the world. And it is coming, again, the closest that any large asteroid to not hit the Earth has ever been recorded coming to the Earth. We know that, again, from satellites, they can now see thousands of large craters all over the Earth that look just like the moon when the computers remove the foliage. You can see giant impact craters basically all over the planet, just like the moon. And so this is a regular occurrence. We are on a giant planet orbiting a standard sun way out on the edge of the Milky Way galaxy. In our solar system is a huge asteroid belt going all the way around the sun, and these things are colliding with each other. Comets are running into each other and running into the asteroid belts and throwing off asteroids that then are on their own, different types of orbits. Some take them out for thousands of years. Others orbit every few years. The point is they are all over the place. If you look at the asteroid maps, because of amateur astronomers and also universities and governments tracking them, there's just a sea of rocks out there, micrometeorites, you name it, just clouds of them. And so generally when you have a large asteroid coming by, it's followed by spurs or pieces of itself that got broken off when it was ejected out of the asteroid belt, or even if it came from out further past Pluto in the Kuiper Belt. And so generally they have spurs in front of them, beside them, behind them. And it appears from the photographs, you can put one of these up for TV viewers. If not, just type into the search engine, the NSA search engine, Google, or go to a Patriot site like startpage.com and type in asteroid DA-14 photo, and it will show you radio telescope scans of it in great detail. And there is an image of it on screen, and it appears to be mainly a stone, giant stone meteor, which is good news. If it was to come into the atmosphere, it would undoubtedly heat up the gases trapped in the rock would boil. It would explode. But you just saw a small piece, probably a vanguard of DA-14, Stoney, come in and blow up over an unpopulated, somewhat unpopulated, sparsely populated, over 1,000 injured. They're reporting people in intensive care. Now they're reporting there may even be some deaths. We've got to track that. This is all breaking right now. And so just to give you an idea how precarious life is, just like I was saying last week, asteroids are a bigger threat than carbon dioxide from humans that plants breathe. Now, Sky News is reporting 900 plus. The Daily Mail is reporting 1,000, some numbers. And again, it's just more coming in all the time. This blew up outside a farming community town over a rural area and has injured 1,000 people or more. Does that give you an idea? Just a little piece. They're estimating that, again, it was the size of a couple school buses, maybe. Can you imagine something 500 times bigger coming in? And that's a conservative estimate, I mean, of DA-14. It would come in, it would blow up and shoot spurs over a massive area. And if it hit something like London or Chicago or New York or Tokyo or Peking or just Dallas, Texas, it would undoubtedly kill tens of thousands of people conservatively. And my only issue is I said, hey, I don't think it's going to hit the Earth, but if there was an asteroid coming to hit the Earth, NASA would be telling you don't worry about it. It's just the instinct of government to always lie. Because what if it doesn't hit? What if they're wrong? What if they cause a panic and then they get the blame? So that's why they always keep you in the dark. That's the mindset. So I said, probably isn't going to hit us. But my issue is, why aren't there deep orbit systems out there to destroy these? And the argument is, well, if you destroy it, it'll make a bunch of spurs that might not have hit but now will hit. Or, you know, what do? Have a rocket that goes and lands on it and then, you know, boosters it away from the planet, whatever. This is the real threat to the species. But the globalists are all delusional, thinking they're going to merge with machines and become gods and all this stuff, and they can't even run their own lives. They take our ingenuity, our ideas, the general population's vigor, they extract it off and then declare themselves ruler of Earth when they can't even control themselves. And, I mean, every day I see more than 10 articles where they're putting bacteria, virus, RNA into plants, animals, splicing it, giving rise to superviruses, you know, publicly releasing the ingredients list of for a couple $100,000 how to make a pox off the mouse pox that kills. Some estimates are 98% of the humans that come in contact. I just say around 90. Just, well, I guess it's lying is what it is. People accuse me of exaggerating, and generally what I catch myself doing is I know they say that the mouse pox in test of one other mammal they designed it for, mice in one test, it kills 97 to 98%. I mean, I know that number. I know that's been in the news. I know I've covered it. And I just say, kills over 90%. You see, I'm holding back. And it's not even lying. It's just that I can't believe it's happening. I can't believe that they would release how to do this while wanting to grab my wife's breast or stick their hands down my pants if I want to fly somewhere. And telling me it's because of Al-Qaeda that the government publicly runs on the news now and is turning over the Middle East to. Because our government isn't our government. We've still got a lot of free people. We've still got smart people. We've still got a lot of freedom left in the country. They're trying to take over and phase all that out. They've got the central government. They've got the private banking system. They've got the Federal Reserve. They're federalizing things. They're taking over the local police with Homeland Security. They're setting up their rural councils with the Pentagon over it. They're NORTHCOM. They're taking over all these other countries. They're taking over. People are like, well, why are you still on the air? Because I saw it coming a long time before it got here, put the info out, got laughed at. Now it's happening. I have a lot of credibility. And so people are putting me on the air. Again, they have to get the general public to follow the script and buy into the hoax to go along with it. If we wake up to it, it won't happen. But you've got to admit fraudulent, dangerous criminals using psychological warfare techniques are in control and want to make us poor so we can never resist them again. You've got to admit we're in trouble to get out of the trouble. You've got to admit you're an alcoholic to stop being an alcoholic. You know, just same thing. We'll be right back.
Land in Buenos Aires, then are shuttled to Santa Rosa, where a nicely furnished cabin with all amenities, Wi-Fi, executive food and wine, and laundry service awaits. After a good night's sleep, your adventure begins. You're on a golden stag safari for big game. But it's not Africa, it's Argentina. One-on-one guided hunts for water buffalo, cougar, bighorn rams, wild boar, and the biggest stag deer in South America. All gold medal quality. All the action you can handle. Land Rovers, top rental guns with scopes. All food, beverages, hunting guides, ground transportation included, and more. All more affordable than you can imagine. The adventure of a lifetime starts at GoldenStagSafaris.com. The big game hunting ranch, GoldenStagSafaris.com.
Fall in love with food storage savings this February at BePrepared.com. Going on now, BePrepared.com saves you over $300 with a premium 1,600 one-year supply, including 126 cans of freeze-dried and dehydrated food. Or get the new gourmet 14-day food supply with a full 2,000 calories per day with pre-planned menu. Stroganoff and noodles are 20% off with purchase of six or more. Mountain House pork chops are back in stock at 34% off. Pack your own low-moisture foods with our new do-it-yourself Super Pail combo on sale at 22% off. Add to your preparedness with minor surgery kits at 15% off. And wool blended blankets are only $11.89. The February Fall in Love with Savings Sale ends February 28th at BePrepared.com. For contents and details, visit BePrepared.com or call 800-999-1863. The choice is clear. Be unprepared or BePrepared.com.
I lost 18 pounds in just 4 days. Hi, I'm James Zetta. If you're like me, you've already tried and failed at many diet and weight loss plans. The 18 and 4 weight loss plan requires no exercising, no diet pills or additives, no laxatives, no meal replacements, and no diet drinks. The 18 and 4 program is crystal clear with a day-to-day, step-by-step, and meal-to-meal guide. If you're not satisfied with your results, I will give you my 30-day full money-back guarantee. Go to 18and4.com. That's the number 18, I-N, the number 4.com.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Is your immune system under siege? Allergies and crippling immune diseases are on the rise. Vaccines, radiation, and GMOs lead the charge against your health. Fortunately, health-conscious consumers are enlisting the help of RNA drops. RNA drops turn on the signals and switches in virtually every cell of your body to activate what science calls your junk DNA. RNA drops provide you with the ammunition you need to win the war on disease, pain, depression, and decline. Hear hours of testimonials from people just like you at rnafreesample.com. That's rnafreesample.com. And order a free one-month supply of RNA drops. Pay only shipping and handling at rnafreesample.com. Or call toll-free 888-577-3703. That's 888-577-3703. Or visit rnafreesample.com.
We've got Al Gore on Ellen DeGeneres show talking about chemtrails and basically admitting it's going on. That report's up at Infowars.com, PrisonBlender.com. It's also linked on TheMightyDrudgeReport.com. We're going to get into the economic news. Central banks buying most gold since 1964. Soros said to make $1 billion since November on yen bet. We're going to be getting into what's happening on that front. And look, I don't think this asteroid's going to hit us. My point was is that if the government says, don't worry, nothing to worry about, that's when I start worrying, because it is the closest, 17,000 miles that an asteroid has ever been recorded coming by the Earth that didn't hit the Earth. Russia shot down the meteor. Theory spreads online. Wild hypotheses include kinetic bombardment weaponry aimed at Russia by U.S. And as sexy as that is, and all over the news, and we did an article about it, it's a stone meteorite blowing up. That's what they do. Rock has gas trapped in it, and when it comes in and heats up really fast, you know, it's coming in at 17, 20,000 miles an hour, depending on how fast, then coming up to 30,000 miles an hour, and they hit the atmosphere, they heat up, and then the steam starts coming out, basically, and they explode. And that's what this looks like. It comes in, it explodes, and it's probably a tiny spur, because DA-14 appears to be a stone meteorite as well. And that's good. If DA-14 or its other spurs hit the planet Earth, they are stonies, it appears, and will blow up and not be as deadly. What you want to worry about is a nickel meteorite being a piece of an asteroid or an iron meteorite coming in off an asteroid. And let me tell you, if that happens, you've got big problems. Because if that would have been an iron or nickel piece of an asteroid coming in as a meteorite, it would have been absolutely that much more devastating. It would have hit and then had incredible kinetic energy and just blown a gigantic crater and been even more devastating. Most of the explosion is dissipated, it appears, at about 10,000 feet up in the atmosphere where it explodes. So, again, and I'm just putting generalities out there as a layman who's studying this a bit, but what I'm saying is also being reported on by NASA and others here in my stack. Again, this is not a movie. NASA to chronicle close Earth flyby of asteroid. It's supposed to come out about 1:24 Central, 2:24 Eastern. DA-14, we're getting the first images now of DA-14. Now that it's gotten close enough, we're able to see what DA-14 looks like via radio telescopes. And if you look at that with DA-14, you can see stars and other things. But you can see other things moving along with DA-14 if you watch the pixelation of what appears to be a radio telescope. Falk's telescope in Australia. So all very, very interesting. And again, we don't know it's a stone meteorite. I'm just guessing, because Spur appears to have been a stone meteorite. All the latest news at Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. And we will be on air today at 1:23 Central Standard Time when it makes the closest pass to the Earth. But it's already very, very close to the Earth right now, traveling at over 17,000 miles an hour. So we will continue to track all of that. Over 1,000 people injured now. That is now being reported. And ancient asteroid strike in Australia changed the face of the Earth. A strike from a big asteroid more than 300 million years ago. They don't even know when it was. They just say that. Left a huge impact zone buried in Australia and changed the face of the Earth, researchers said on Friday. They think they can tell because of strata. Where they could study the different particles that come off the asteroid. The dust and the greenhouse gases released from the crater, the seismic shock and the initial fireball would have incinerated large parts of Earth, said Andrew Glickson, a visiting fellow at the Australian National University. The asteroid was bigger than 10 kilometers, 6 miles in diameter, while the impact zone itself was larger than 200 kilometers, 120 miles, the third largest impact zone in the world. The greenhouse gases released would stay in the atmosphere for tens of thousands of years. Oh, how horrible. The plants would breathe it. But genetic engineering, that's no problem. Antimatter bombs they're building, no big deal. The discovery was made after another researcher alerted Glickerson to some unusual mineral deposits at the East Warburton base in South Australia. And it goes over all of it right there. Yeah, see, I hadn't even read the whole article. It would be mineral deposits, how they could tell. Okay, we'll be... I'm smart. I'm joking. Being obnoxious. Yeah, I wouldn't hold your breath, folks. the asteroid. Who knows, though? The government could set off a bunch of nukes and say it was an asteroid and take our rights. I mean, you know, you never know what they'll do because they're so criminal. They're so conniving. The globalists are so sickening.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Hello, I'm Alex Jones. Myself, my family, the InfoWars.com team want to relay to you and your families that we are intensifying our efforts against the globalist on every front. InfoWars.com is leading the fight against the technocrats. But we can't do that without your help. By getting the films, bumper stickers, and t-shirts at InfoWars.com, you will wake up people in your area and support our operation as we move to the next level. We need your help to spread the word like never before. They wish to hide themselves during this tectonic battle between the forces of freedom and darkness. You are the response to the globalist technocrats and their program of global eugenics dehumanization and ultimate extermination. The war is here. It's an info war. The spirit of 1776 versus the mindset of 1984.
Hello, this is Ty Bollinger, author of the best-selling book, Cancer, Step Outside the Box. I want you to know some very important information. In 1985, President Ronald Reagan requested that Carnivora be sent directly to the White House at a time when only the president could obtain this world-class healer. Now, 27 years later, Carnivora capsules are used around the world to keep people healthy. Now you can protect yourself and your loved ones in this age of superbugs with 17 naturally occurring compounds that instinctively respond to abnormal cells only without harming a single normal cell. If you want to stay healthy, now's your chance to literally wake up your critical immune cells to attack harmful invaders that don't belong in your body. Call 1-866-VENUS-FLY or order from Carnivora.com. That's Carnivora.com. That's 1-866-836-8735, 1-866-VENUS-FLY, or visit Carnivora.com. Protect your immune system. It's the only one you've got.
Time and time again.
You need to come here and help us. We need assistance. Please.
Those we should be able to depend on let us down.
Federal and state and local officials saying help is on the way. Well, the folks here in Bell Harbor say show me.
Don't depend on the government to save you. Take action now so that you're prepared for the next disaster. With MyPatriotSupply.com. Get the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Call 866-229-0927.
We are hurting down here, and we need help immediately.
Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
There's an old saying in Tennessee, I know it's in Texas, probably in Tennessee, that says, fool me once, shame on you. If you fool me, you can't get fooled again.
He aligns himself with the truth, and it's time for you to choose a side. You're listening to Alex Jones.
We had a whistleblower call in about a week and a half ago talking about working as a military nurse and seeing them put all the people on the psychotropic drugs and how crazy they were going and the violence it was causing. She's going to pop in for about 20 minutes in the next hour, and then we're going to have open phones. Steve Mosier, you may have seen those graphic pieces online on YouTube where they show the factual numbers on population and the fact that if we reduce our population, society will totally collapse. We've at least got to have 2.2 children on average, because you have to have that number just to continue to have the Social Security and a society under the old people to have an ordered human system. See, the globalists want to just wreck that as part of an economic warfare program. So Steve W. Mosier, an internationally recognized authority on China and population issues, as well as acclaimed author-speaker, has worked tirelessly since 1979 to fight coercive population control programs and has helped hundreds of thousands of women and families worldwide over the years. He's been all over 60 Minutes, 2020. You know, we worked hard to get him here on the show, and they put together the website, pop.org, that exposes at the Population Research Institute the amazing little cartoon films that show the numbers. We're going to be playing some of those today when he joins us as well in the third hour. The myth of overpopulation, it's that the countries haven't been industrialized. And we're going to be breaking all that down. Certainly there are areas of compact poor, like in India and places where it's absolute squalor. Or they'll show you a war in Africa where one tribe's been driven out from an area that's furtive and has a lot of farmable agriculture belts into the desert. And then you see them starving to death and children being eaten by vultures. I love how they don't help the children being eaten by vultures, the National Geographic people. They just show them dying. Don't get involved in the natural order of things, even though the West is generally funding rebels in the area to help destabilize things. And that's all on record as well. So AFRICON can invade. So that is just some of what's coming up on that front. I do want to open the phones up. Right now, it's 800-259-9231, 800-259-9231. We are selling out very, very quickly of the InfoWars February issue of the magazine, Why the Tyrants Want Your Guns, 60-page glossy, full of graphics, full of documentation. It's the equivalent of a book. And you can buy these in bulk of groups of 10 up to 100 at cost. And give them to your friends and family. Great way to wake people up. And inside, it's got the big poster of Come and Take It with the Texas flag with an AK-47 variant with the right to keep and bear arms written inside the gun. Great way to hang these up around town in legal and lawful areas. You just take it right out of the middle of the magazine and get the word out. So buy 100 of them. That's 100 of these posters you can put up around town. See how the gun grabbers like that. Oh, boy. Anyways, that doesn't really support the broadcast. It supports liberty and freedom and warns people, just like our forebears did back in 1776. They used pamphlets to get the word out. How you do support us is getting great deals on things like Pro-Pure water filtration, stainless steel with the Pro-1, knocks out the fluoride and the hydrofluorosilicic acid. None of the competitors can do that. All in one filter. And 10% off with promo code WATER. It is the lowest price out there for the Pro-Pure Pro-1 systems, period. We recently had the owner of the company here in town. We're going to air an interview we did with him later this week. But we have the lowest prices anywhere, 10% off with promo code WATER. InfoWarsStore.com or call with the promo code 888-253-3139. 888-253-3139. And you can also write to us at P.O. Box 19549, Austin, Texas, 78760. And don't forget, you can get 11 memberships. This is technically, you get yours and then 10 extra. So I was plugging 10. They said, well, it's actually 11. Point is, 11 memberships for $5.95 a month. That's less than 59 cents a month per person. You go use a username passcode that's unique. You know, not something that you use for your bank account or something. Create your own username passcode with simple, name and passcode, and then give it as an e-card to friends and family. I think you can probably give it to like 20, 30 people, and the only way they'll get locked out is if all, of them try to dial in at once. Then it won't let you do that. That's 11 people simultaneously. And, hey, if you went in there and got locked out because more people are using it, so what? That's the goal. And we've got special rants, special reports, all my films, my book, Paul Watson's book, both out of print, 17 years of material. It's almost been up 10 years. That's prisonplanet.tv, prisonplanet.tv. See the nightly news live. We've been doing it live the last 2 weeks. We're going to keep doing that for a while. 7 o'clock every night. I see the video of the daytime radio show, prisonplanet.tv or infowarsnews.com. It is all there. And, again, that's not really a way to support us so much because with 11 memberships, the price of one, we just gauge better servers, better bandwidth, better pricing. It doesn't screw the site up now to have that many people on it. Basically, you just get a pass that then 11 people can use. We've been turning it up and up and up. Because our goal is just to reach people. So, again, Operation Sleeping Giant, get a PrisonPlanet.tv membership today. It takes about a minute. Help us pay for the bandwidth, and then put it on cards. Hey, here's your free video, book site, documentary film site. It's got so much, folks. Here it is, and just give it to them. Check out this, you know, this super good documentary site, this live, real news site. You know, Forbidden News here. Check it out. And that's how we're going to get more people to awaken, and I want to commend everyone out there that has been doing that. Again, the toll-free number to join us, 800-259-9231. If you just joined us, ladies and gentlemen, at 224 Eastern, that's 124 Central, coming up today, the large asteroid DA-14 is set to pass about 17,000 miles from the Earth. And we have a report out. Russia shot down the meteor theater. Russia shot down the meteor theory spreads online. That is an Infowars.com report with all the different videos and information there, the local Russian news reporting on this. And then we also have the other reports out. Russian lawmaker denies meteorite, claims U.S. weapons test. Sure looks like a large meteorite to me. Also, sonic boom from 10-ton rock. Well, yeah, when you listen to the videos, maybe we should cue one of those up and play it for radio listeners. You hear boom, 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 boom. And I've heard sonic booms with the Air Force flying around Dallas and Austin in my life. You know, you've all heard them. Boom, 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 and they're far off. Boom, they're close. It's deafening. Boom, but it's boom, boom, boom. It goes on for like a minute. Boom, 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 boom. And again, if you go over to Infowars.com, let me go over there. Watson's got his article about it, and that's the one. Massive explosion, sonic booms caught on camera, astonishing footage from the impact site of the Russian meteor. That's all posted at Infowars.com. Russia shot down the meteor theory spreads online. Did Russia shoot down meteor? Russian meteor shower linked to DA-14. That's the one where you can really hear the sonic booms, is that video. There's just so many of these. It's all just information overload. But it's all up at Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. Here it is. We're probably broadcasting Russian cuss words. I mean, no doubt. Over 1,000 people are injured now. The number just keeps going up. You know, they say around 1,000, but more coming in. And it is pretty amazing. There's footage I'm looking at right here. Guys, punch up my screen that shows smoking buildings. I mean, this is bad. Yeah, this is the one that's got the sonic booms on it. I was watching these this morning. We'll find some of those and play them for you. Oh yeah, this one's got sonic booms right here. It's this one right here, guys. This one has the sonic booms. You can just hear them just go boom, boom, boom. Pretty amazing. Again, Infowars.com, PrisonPlanet.com, all covering that, and DrugsReport.com is also got a wide spectrum of reports on that, also carrying our report on it, and also carrying Al Gore talks about chemtrails on Ellen's show. That video's up there. We'll be playing that here today. But as promised, let's go to some of your phone calls. Let me just recap. DA-14 is set to come by the Earth at the closest an asteroid's ever been recorded to come by the Earth that hasn't hit, at 17,000 plus miles an hour, at 1:23 Central, 2:23 Eastern. That'd be 12:23 Mountain, 11:23 Pacific. And I think this is probably part of that spur. Looks like a stone meteorite just exploding. You can see the stone fragments from the naked eye, from what I see. And there are some Russian members of the government saying that they believe it is a weapons test. And you never know anymore how crazy the globalists are. I mean, they did attack Russia on 888 in South Ossetia and Abkhazia and Georgia, and our media said Russia had attacked them. And I'm no fan of the people running Russia by any long, recent imagination. But, yeah, here's some of the sonic booms. But if they'd stage that, they'd stage anything. It's like Larry Pratt said, they staged Fast and Furious, they could have staged Aurora. And then obviously, and you hear more from the meteor shower coming in behind it, other aftershocks. Listen to this. Now, you could argue that that's it hitting houses and things, which did get hit, but it sounds like sonic booms, what I've heard, when a jet's 5 miles away and you hear that boom, boom, boom. Pretty spectacular. Again, we care what Hollywood people are doing. Sure, some of them are interesting. I'm not saying it's bad to be into a Hollywood star or something. The point is that, or Kate Upton, I'm not saying that's evil. There's nothing wrong with swimsuit polar shoots. The whole point is that there's a whole universe around you. Comets and asteroids and meteors coming in and meteorites you can find and just so much magic out there. So many undiscovered places in the world they're finding. So many species they're finding every day. So many things, new types of matter they're discovering. New elements they're discovering. And instead, a tiny group of technocrats, greedy control freaks, have gotten in control worldwide, no matter whether it's the communist Chinese, the Russians, or the U.S. government, and they're basically fighting with each other for power, but all agreeing on whatever the latest technology is to suppress the people. And I just want to empower humanity because I like my children, and I like your children. Who doesn't look at children on a playground playing and want them to not die in car wrecks and want them to not ever use drugs and want them to never, have a bad life or be hurt? I mean, I just and I guess that's sappy to modern people that are just into being totally selfish, mindless. Violence is cool. Or they're these fake control freak liberals who act like they care about everybody, but really it's all about them being in charge. Why is it that really cool, smart, powerful people never want to be in charge and just want to be happy and left alone and would be embarrassed to try to dominate or trick people? And then it's always manipulative, twisted little nobodies that have enough smarts to learn how people work and think just because they know that it gives them a right to go around messing with people all day. I mean, it's offensive. It's offensive. Say when a cop pulls you over and starts asking about guns, drugs, and things, and I go, do I match the description of somebody? No, you even know who I am, don't you? You do. You're just messing with me. You're just exercising power. You are pathetic. You are a joke. You are a nobody. You are a disgrace. You are the spirit of North Korea. You are the spirit of the corrupt police of Mexico. You are the spirit of every tyrant that's ever walked the face of the earth. You are so empty inside that you want to come and dominate somebody else to make you feel big, buddy. When there's all sorts of innocent people being dominated and hurt out there that need a hero and somebody to protect them. And instead, you think drugs should be legalized? Yeah, because your bosses ship it in. They keep it illegal to make higher prices. Tell me, are there more drugs on the streets? Yeah, roughly triple the heroin, double the cocaine since the big drug war started in the 80s. You know that, don't you? You know it's a business, and you know the government's dealing the drugs. So stop acting like you don't know what's going on, Mac. I don't mean to go off on a jag about cops. It's the petty bureaucrat behind the counter. It's the petty bureaucrat, in corporations. It's the weird homeowners association people that have ugly yards but then gripe at you because your flag's 1 inch too big, hanging off your front porch. It's people that are jokes who need to be put back in their place right now. Excuse me. Chet in New York. Chet, how are you doing, Chet?
Brother Alex, hey, I love it when you get into the rants. I've kind of been that way all my life, too. So, yeah, sometimes you just can't control it because, you know, the evil Luciferians running everything. But I was going to bring up Mr. Gorey, Al Gore, because you mentioned him. He's out there floating about, I guess, with on the talk show circuit. About chemtrails.
Oh, yeah, man, bear, pig.
Right. Well, I came up with a new scenario for him with my tinfoil hat on because, you know, people like us, we can't think of things to mock them back with because they want to kill us all.
So what, the asteroid's really a alien spacecraft coming to pick him up?
Well, yeah, I think he's probably got some of that notion after he drinks blood, but I think he's going to say he steered it away to save humanity and that considering he's got the biggest carbon footprint on Earth, I gave him a code name, Gorzilla.
I agree, Gorzilla. Can you imagine the methane footprint when he goes to the bathroom?
Oh, my God. I was thinking this song, too, with it's like, oh, no, here got the humans.
We need, he wants a tax on all cows for their flatulence. I mean, that guy needs a tax.
I just wanted to say, hey, brother.
Al Gore, you know, he invented the stool tax. He actually is one of the main pushers of that. He didn't just invent the internet. He actually invented the stool tax.
I think, like you say, steer the universe away soon.
Hey, I'm telling you, he's such a beautiful human. All right, we'll be right back. Al Gore, the sexiest man alive. You know he is. Just like Fat Bastard.
Your freedoms are on the line. The Second Amendment is in danger. How soon before your freedoms are taken away? What can you not live without? What is your greatest dependency? Is it your guns? Is it your home? No, it's food. It all boils down to the food supply. Tyrannical governments control people by controlling their food supply. Don't be dependent. Be self-sufficient. Don't wait for the government to feed you. Feed yourself. I can warn you, but I can't feed you. Do like Alex has done and get a supply of food from eFoods Direct. It's the best long-term storable food on the planet. Get the popular Mega Patriot Pack free. A 24-day supply of food plus stove, cook pot, and fuel. Call 800-409-5633 or go to efoodsdirect.com/Alex and get up to 20 Mega Patriot Packs free with purchase. Build your food supply. Be in control. Be self-sufficient and be a patriot. Call 800-409-5633 or efoodsdirect.com/Alex and get your free Patriot Pack today.
Is this the year you finally get serious about your family's drinking water? If so, keep listening for a special offer from Big Berkey Water Filters. Did you know that over 60% of municipal water is fluoridated? Berkey Water Filters distinguish themselves from many other filtration systems with the capability to significantly reduce dangerous chlorine, fluoride, arsenic, and disinfection byproducts from municipal water via the Black Berkey and PF line of filters. Then there's affordability. At only 1.7 cents per gallon, Berkey Water Filters purify treated and untreated water, even stagnant pond water. Stop and think how much money you could save by simply reducing buying bottled water and using water filtered by your Berkey water filter. No need to be constantly replacing expensive filters with a Berkey. A single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. Choose the best size Berkey for your needs at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And right now, all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Just call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Or visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Free shipping on every order over $50. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Hello, this is Ty Bollinger, author of the best-selling book, Cancer, Step Outside the Box. I want you to know some very important information. In 1985, President Ronald Reagan requested that Carnivora be sent directly to the White House at a time when only the president could obtain this world-class healer. Now, 27 years later, Carnivora capsules are used around the world to keep people healthy. Now you can protect yourself and your loved ones in this age of superbugs with 17 naturally occurring compounds that instinctively respond to abnormal cells only without harming a single normal cell. If you want to stay healthy, now's your chance to literally wake up your critical immune cells to attack harmful invaders that don't belong in your body. Call 1-866-VENUS-FLY or order from carnivora.com. That's carnivora.com. That's 1-866-836-8735, 1-866-VENUS-FLY, or visit carnivora.com. Protect your immune system. It's the only one you've got.
I'm telling you, if Al Gore had red hair, he would look like the character fat bleeper from Austin Powers. In fact, for TV viewers, we'll show you a shot of, this is behind the scenes, Al Gore before he went on the Ellen DeGeneres show, before he went into makeup. So, need a flatulence tax for that guy. All right, that's enough. You know, getting serious here, there's a bunch of other news. They just kind of get us used to it. They've now introduced bills all over the country to physically ban all semi-autos and make you turn them in, from Washington State to Missouri. And they're still in the news going, we don't want your guns, we're just going to ban them. We don't want your guns, we're just going to ban them. And burn down that cabin, burn that cabin down does not mean burn it down. And everything's fine. I mean, it's liberal for our government to run al-Qaeda and for Obama to, he said he wouldn't raise taxes on anybody making less than $250,000 a year. He raised taxes on people making $22,000 a year or more. But hey, you don't need that money out of your paycheck. You know, you're getting 10 bucks an hour and they took, now a couple, what is it? You're making 22,000 on average. You're getting, with the average deductions on there, about 60 per paycheck taken out. You don't need that money. I mean, he told you, no new taxes on anybody. Not your payroll tax, not your... I don't do a very good Obama. I can do a better Clinton.
Now, listen here. I did not have sex with that woman, Monica Lewinsky. The Drudge Report is lying.
Remember, that was the Drudge Report's big story.
I did not do that, okay? I don't appreciate it. How dare you... How dare you do that to me?
Oh, boy. Robert in California. Hey, it's only an hour or so till the asteroid comes. Everybody better hail bop immediately, Robert.
How dare you? How dare you do that?
No, that worked good. For once, somebody wasn't listening at the radio up, and it was like a 10, 15-second delay echo. I like that. Hello, Robert. Hello, Robert.
Hi there. How are you?
I'm good. Hi, how you doing?
Very good. Am I on the air now?
Hi. Are you there?
Yes.
Hi. Hi, you there?
Hello?
Hi.
Let me move my phone here.
I'm joking, man. I'm joking. Instead of getting mad, my caller's going, hello. I'm just going to start doing that. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Yes, sir. I was calling... about an incident here in San Francisco City College that they pulled on me. This lady that works for students' rights at the City College there, she filed a false police report against me, said I was in the hallway screaming I was going to blow up the school and come back and shoot students.
How dare you?
Anyways, on my way, I went down to Los Angeles to meet with George Norrie, and just about a half hour before the meeting, the United States Marshals came in and grabbed me and hauled me away for this, and I didn't know what they were even talking about.
And well, no, that's a new thing. Not to say that you raped a woman. That's one of the old favorites. Not all women do this, but it's been folks putting fake swastikas on their dorms. I mean, how many times the woman saying black guys attacked her and, you know, carving something on her face, and then a black lady did the same thing and said white guys attacked her? That's a famous classic thing to do. But now you just have a bubble gun, you know, you get expelled, or a water gun, you get arrested. But then meanwhile, they've got this new song out that I'm going to do a video on today, Harlem Shake, where it says, we are the terrorist, says con los terroristas, am I saying that right? With the terrorist, and Google it has put a video out that they're with the terrorist. I mean, if you say that in an airport, you got to, like, what's this peanut butter? Oh, it's an explosive. That's it, 5 years in jail. But if you want to put out a video going, I'm a terrorist, it's fine. So, did your case pop up in the news, my friend?
Well, when I was in jail, somebody told me that they heard one quick bleep on it, and that was it.
Well, thank God they arrested you. You know you're with al-Qaeda, sir. Tim, we're going to come back and talk to you in a moment, then have our guest on. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
This is GCN, the Genesis Communications Radio Network.
Introducing Pro One. All of your filtration in one system, portable, on the go. No more do you have two or three filters to just reduce sodium fluoride. You have a system that cuts out the sodium fluoride and up to 95% of hydrofluorosilicic acid. Advanced manufacturing technology combines silver impregnated white ceramic with new Aquamedics advanced media for removal of fluoride and other heavy metals, all in one filter element. It is the only one that does it, and out of the gate,
rates.
We have it discounted at 10% off with promo code WATER. This is the only system that in one unit helps reduce or remove pesticides, herbicides, chloramines, ammonia and chlorine, hydrofluorosilicic acid, the most common form of fluoride not covered by other fluoride filter brands, and sodium hexafluorosilicate. Get your Pro Pure with a new Pro One filter today at InfoWarsStore.com or by calling 888-253-3139.